Russia is imposing a full embargo on food imports in retaliation for sanctions put in place on Russia by the West over Ukraine. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says the immediate ban would affect imports of meat, fish, dairy, fruit and vegetables. It'll hit world food exports to Russia with more than $7 billion, $400 million of that Australian exports. Ian Burnett is the president of the Queensland farm lobby group AgForce. He says this will have a severe impact on a beef industry that's already struggling with drought. He's speaking to Ian Townsend.
Well, in the year 2012-2013, if we're talking beef, there was a value of $173 million of export, and a large percentage of that would be coming out of Queensland. And you know, we've seen a drought certainly taking over this state. 85% of the state of Queensland is drought declared. So leading up to the period right now, you know, we've seen a huge flow of livestock coming in from drought-affected areas. Some of that is a consequence and a hangover from the live export suspension. So large numbers coming in, low sale yard prices, you know, returns have declined considerably.
So people have been offloading cattle because of the drought, and this has caused a bit of a flood in the market.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, that is right. Because the drought conditions are so widespread, has led to a very depressed farm gate price, and that on top of other financial pressures, the cost of feeding and maintaining any remaining livestock in the drought conditions, it has been a difficult period for the beef producers, but not only beef. I mean, it's been grain producers, other areas that certainly have been impacted by these drought conditions.
What products do we export to Russia from Queensland?
In the area of beef, that's been a significant exporter. I'm not certain just how much grain has, wheat has been exported recently to Russia, but I imagine there's a whole suite of products that will be caught up in this overnight decision and the ban. And unfortunately, apart from our producers, the citizens of Russia who consume that food, they'll be the ones that will be heavily impacted by this decision.
How important is the Russian market to us?
Oh, I think all markets are important, and this really, I suppose, forms part of an overall marketing program in the case of beef. Certainly extremely important, and when you consider these relationships, these markets have been built up over a long period. To impose a ban like this certainly will have some impacts, and it's not a matter of just going out there and marketing elsewhere, because to develop these markets takes a long time.
Have you had any official word yet, or is this just a threat at this stage?
No, I believe it is official, and we've had advice from the Australian government that it will be put in place, and they'll do what they can to try to alleviate any impacts. But that'll certainly be interesting to see how that unfolds. But on the ground, our producers really are very concerned about what has happened.
You've had export bans in the past, and the dollar's still at a high level, and you've got the drought. How are beef producers going to cope with this?
Yeah, well, it's just something else on our doorstep to deal with, and an organisation like AgForce Queensland, we take on the issues on behalf of our members, and just how it will unfold. But on top of the lineup of issues that have been facing our members, it's something that we didn't really need. So, that doesn't stop us trying to gain or resolve the best situation out of it.
What do you think of the politics?
Oh, unfortunately, politics gets involved, and I suppose just goes to show that nations like that will make a decision regardless of the impacts on their own people. The politics are playing a part, and whether there's an opportunity to discuss or resolve this at some stage down the track, we'll have to wait and see. But I know the Russian president is due to come to here in Brisbane for the G20, and I think from our producer's point of view, we'd much sooner see and come and sit down and discuss the impacts of what their decision is, and try to resolve it, because politics doesn't always provide the solutions that are best for their nation or ours.
Ian Burnett, President of Queensland Ag Force, speaking to Ian Townsend.